Good evening once again, everyone. It's been a while, and you're welcome back once again to the Nigerian Story Podcast.
You don't hustle tire. You know they take your holiday. You write application, you go for auditions, but still, you be like saying no, they pay. They don't laugh, you tired. Some say, shay until your mate gets the aeroplane. Before you go make calm, you beg God to make calm, but see, everybody getting late. So my brother hustle. So my sister what? No condition lasts forever, your own turn may come. So my brother hustle, so my sister what? Peace, you know they cook forever, your own peace go down.
Yeah, that was a song by Cobham's Feet See Me We Plenty For There. It is their own way of encouraging people, Nigerians precisely, that they should continue hustling. And I am using this medium to pray for everyone that sooner or later, all our struggles shall be testimonies. Yeah, I can hear someone saying amen right in the studio. All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you are just joining us for the first time, my name is Stereo Man the Same. My friends call me here to the Y, to the Ho, to the D, to the E, to the J, to the I. I, your DJ, Adegbola, your political doctor. And on this show this evening, we'll be doing something very holistic. I mean, we'll be taking an holistic approach towards an issue of Christianity and politics. Christianity and politics. I know some of us saw the title, like, I mean, three reasons why you do this and that. And some people will be like, I mean, some of my friends will be like, ayo, really? Are you serious about this title or this topic? I said, yes, I'm serious. Just tune in and I'm sure you're going to get something. So let me start from this angle. Section 97 of the Nigerian Electoral Act 2020. Please, you may want to jot something down now. It states that a candidate, person or association that engages in campaigning or broadcasting based on religious, tribal or sectional reason for the purpose of promoting or opposing a particular political party or the election of a particular candidate commits an offense under this act, as it is liable on conviction A, to a maximum fee of 1,000,000 naira or imprisonment for a time of 12 months. B, in case of a political party, that one is 10,000,000 naira. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted you to know what is obtainable under the law during this period so that you can be guided during your campaign, at the same time discussing on political issues, especially on this next election. And in your places of work or your places of worship. So I need you to also understand that my discussion and views this evening does not represent that of CAN, I mean Christian Association of Nigeria, or any, I quote, any Islamic organization or any political party, so to say, in Nigeria. So just take this as my view based on my belief, my educational background, and at the same time my research. I also want to quickly establish the fact that you don't vote based on religion. You know, this has fueled the media headlines since the APC candidate picked his running mate, which is also a Muslim from the north. But I just want you to understand that you don't vote a leader based on religion, but you vote a leader based on credibility. You don't vote a leader based on ethnicity, but you vote based on integrity. You don't necessarily have to like the faces of your leaders. No, what you want to eat is not the fact that your leader is handsome, but what you want to eat, or the question you want to ask is, can he or she really perform? So you want to look at that before you actually dabble into voting or doing any electioneering campaign for anybody. Therefore, I'll be speaking basically to the Christian folks. If you're a Christian in the house, yeah, this show is for you majorly. And the purpose of this show is to debunk and for us to reconstruct our worldview, our worldviews about politics as Christians. Let me start from my own point of view. You know, I grew up in a time when Christians are actually hungry and heavily minded. Those days they say Christ is coming tomorrow, you know. Those days they say that you should not get married because Christ is coming very soon. Those days they say, I've forgotten the actual word for those days. They say that you should not go to school because Christ is coming tomorrow. A lot of people lost their job or resigned because it was believed that Jesus was coming the next day. So I grew up in those days, and those times, because of those times, there was an impact on the church. I mean, those times had an impact in the church. The major impact it had on the church was that we had so many people that were heavenly conscious and earthly irrelevant. I understand the fact that heaven is the goal for everybody, at least for a Christian like myself too. Heaven is our goal. But we groomed a set of Christians. I mean, the church groomed a set of Christians that what the only thing they are thinking of is heaven. And there's this Yoruba adage that says, "Ayelan sheki ato shiorun," in that sense that we live on earth first before living in heaven. So if that is true, we have to consider issues that could determine or conditions that could make our stay on earth sweet or suitable or palatable, or let's say enjoyable. And one of those things is politics. Similarly, I've also heard various or different pastors telling their members not to go into politics. And their main reason is that if they go into politics, they are going to end up in hell. So this show is going to make you understand that what could even land you in hell in the real sense is your non-participating in politics, not your participation. This show is going to decipher, make you understand why it is very important for you as a Christian to go into politics. Ladies and gentlemen, tighten your seatbelt as we start this controversial journey. I still remain your host. My name is Ayodeji Adigbala. Romans chapter 13 from verse 1 says, "The authority that exists have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For the rulers hold on terror for those who do right, but for those who do the wrong." That's Romans chapter 13 from verse 1. Excuse me. The above passage was actually written in contrast to a group of zealous Jews in the days of the Apostle Paul. In the days of Apostle Paul, who recognized no king but God, and they actually paid no taxes to anyone. But the point I want you to understand from that passage that we just read was that God ordained, God created, and God established human government. So if that's true, it does not make any sense that God will create something and will ask you as his child, or will ask you as a Christian, to stay out of something he has created. So if God in its sense had created government, which Romans chapter 13 verse 1 is trying to establish here, says the authority that exists have been established by God. If the state if a nation, if a government, an administration has been established by God, you as a Christian, you are meant to follow which was established or which has been established by God. Now, the second thing which I want you to understand, that we are consequentially subject to the government created by God. So in the sense that if we are subject to a government, it means that we follow the rules, we follow the dictations, we follow the directions given by those governments or by the administration. So obviously the rules and the laws made by those governments determine the quality or the kind of life you are going to live as a Christian when you are on earth. I hope you understand where I'm coming from and where I'm going to. So in this line, politics now is not avoidable because the consequences are also not unavoidable. Therefore, that would now lead me to say that if you as a Christian think politics is not important, then I will conclude that I'm not sure you want to make heaven, or I'm not sure you also think that preaching the gospel is also very, very important. Why did I say that? I think I've been able to make you understand the reason why politics is important in a sense, because we are subject to the rules made by any government in power. So let's take for example, if a state government or a nation's government comes to say, "Thou shalt not preach in my country," or in our country, as we have in some states of the world. So which means that it is highly prohibited to do that, and it will be very, very difficult for you to carry your Bible around, and it will be very, very difficult for you to win soul. In that sense, it will be very, very difficult for you to even openly confess your faith, all because of the rules and regulations made by the government of the day. And again, if in case you don't know, someone defined politics as who gets what, when, and how. Now, it is politics that determines what you get. It is politics that determines, in fact, the kind of religion that will even be practiced in a state. It is politics that will determine how you do it. It is politics that will determine when you do it. So everything, in a sense, is fused inside politics. So I need you to understand that if politics is not well tackled, I mean, if politics is not well taken care of, it's going to affect what you can do, the kind of religion you can practice, and also when you can practice that religion. I think it's very important for me to break this to us, that some of us think that Jesus was not interested in politics. Well, I'm going to disappoint us. Jesus was very, very interested in politics during his stay on earth. How do I know? Have you ever asked yourself the question that why is it that Jesus is always attacking these scribes and Pharisees? Why was he always attacking them in his own time? Why was he always attacking them? There's a portion of the Bible that will say, "Oh, you scribes and Pharisees, who has warned you to do this and that, blah, 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 blah." No, why is Jesus always attacking them? Now, let me tell you the reason why. Jesus understood in his own time that those men were not ordinary men. Those men were very influential group of people. They were businessmen. They were political leaders. Why the scribes had the knowledge of the law? So, for example, they could draft contracts of marriage, divorce, loan, inheritance, mortgage, sales of land, and the likes. In the same size, it's just like every village had at least one scribe. So, in a sense, I can say probably they can be likened to maybe a rep member in Nigeria. So, Jesus knew that if he could influence or change them, then it could be easy for him to influence the world. Do you get the logic? But unfortunately, our non-channel attitude towards politics and election has taken Nigeria to the states where we are, because we feel that since Jesus is not interested in politics, because we don't know the logic where Jesus was coming from, Jesus was actually interested in it. So he went after them. So Jesus also wanted us
to go after this.
That's why it said that, behold, I send you as sheep to the wolves. So in this sense, Jesus wanted the Christians, I mean his followers, to go after the so-called unbelievers. Let's say the ones the Christians have called those playing the dirty games. Jesus wanted you Christians to go after them, to change their minds. And as that, if you can do that, then you have a better stay on earth. You know, someone said something. He said, behold, I cannot change the world, but I can do the little thing I can do. Now, Jesus wanted you to do one thing that you can do, and that thing you can do could cause a ripple effect on the world. And one of those things is for us to be influentials. Influentials. Now, it is not enough to just be complainers, just like you're going to the law court. It's not enough for us to be complainers. We have to go after these people and make them see reasons why they need to change. Why do you have to go after them? One of the reasons is because if they change, then you have a better life. Now, let me talk about the second point which I want to talk about here. Now, if politics is not well addressed, then getting to heaven in itself will be difficult, because life on earth will be very, very, very hard. I had to stress that very, very, so that you understand what I mean by very, very hard. I mean very, very hard, like coconuts. It will be very hard. You know, one of the experiences or challenges we are having in Nigeria right now has been demonstrated in the numbers of awards Nigeria has received. Nigeria received the poverty capital of the whole wide world. Nigeria received that award. We had another one, the largest aggregate of out of school children in the world by UNESCO. Another one, we had the kidnapping capital of the world. We had another one of the 20 most crisis prone or unpeaceful countries in the world. Another one, 14th most fragile nation on earth. In fact, I think we had another one of the worst countries in the global prosperity index. I mean, we have a lot and lot and lot of them. One of the reasons why we have all of those things, or the implication of all of those things, is number one, poverty. Now tell me, do you think it's actually easy, or everybody can be like Lazarus that was eating under the king's under the rich man's table that eventually made heaven? A lot of people, because of poverty, we end up doing what they ought not to do. there is this Yoruba adage that says, "Ti ebiba ko onuse, abuse buse." My dear brothers and sisters, listen to this podcast. If hunger fire you, sincerely, you may end up doing what you ought not to do. So poverty can actually lead somebody to doing what he or she does not really mean to do in the real sense. So one of the reasons why you want to participate in politics as a Christian is also for you to know that you have a larger role to play. How do you want to tell me that somebody that a Christian that has not eaten for, let's say, 5 days, now the person wants to go and vote in an election, and it knows that while going home it has nothing to eat? How do you want to tell me that how do you want to convince me that if he's been offered 20,000 naira, let me just put 20,000 naira now, Aspa, come and take this, vote for us, that is not going to take it? It's very hard. I'm seriously telling you that. So living a righteous life, quote and unquote, as a Christian, if we did not see politics as important, will be very, very, very difficult in Nigeria, or let's say in the world. So I hope you've learned one or two things during the course of today's podcast. Don't be deceived. Politics is very, very important. So as I wrap up, because this show is already getting long, my conclusion or my advice for Christians is that they should get responsible and get involved in politics. Since we are in a democracy, one of the things they can do is that they should either stand to run for an office, or they should vote for someone running for an office. 2023 is at the corner. Get your PVC and be ready to vote. Ladies and gentlemen, your PVC is your weapon to get a better life. Don't be part of those that believe that your vote does not count in Nigeria. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be deceived. Yes, think about it. If it does not really count, why do they want to buy your vote during election? So it's not totally true, okay? So let's be prepared, and may God bless Nigeria. You can follow us on our new Twitter handle, the_Nigerian_story_podcast. Instagram too, the_Nigerian_story_podcast. Or you can simply message us, or you can want to speak with Ayodeji on +234 81338 71480. That's on WhatsApp. And I'll be waiting to have your comments, perspective, opinions, different views. You can go on Instagram, go on Telegram, or message me on WhatsApp. That number, +234 81338 71480. God bless Nigeria. Stay safe. I leave you in the hands of Kobams Fitsimi. We're plenty for there. God bless our houses.
You don't hustle tired. You know they take you holiday. You write application, you go for auditions, but still, it be like saying no, they pay. They don't laugh you tired. Some say, shay until your mate get the aeroplane. Before you go make calm, you beg God to make calm, but see, everybody getting late. So my brother hustle. So my sister, what? No condition lasts forever, yo.